me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming.
You are now listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson, a member of the Kings Road Baptist Church located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
Thank the Lord for this opportunity once again to come to be with you today. It's an honor of mine to be able to share the gospel with you, to preach what the Lord lays on my heart, what He brings out of my heart today. I love you out there today. I may never meet you on this side of eternity, but I'm for you. The Lord put love in my heart for you. I love mankind. The Lord put a love in my heart that's beyond natural when He saved me, because I've been born again. I've been born of His love. I've been born of His divine love, and I just want the love of God to be shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. And I just need more of Him. I need more love. I need more compassion. But I tell you, I love you, and that's why I'm endeavoring to preach the gospel to you. I want to reach you. And the most important thing, the most principal thing that we need in this life is salvation. Salvation of the soul. Being ready to leave this world. And like one good preacher said, you're not ready to live until you're ready to die. When you're made your peace calling, election sure, when you have peace in your heart of where you're going after you leave this life, then you can really live on this earth with joy and with peace and have the abundant life. And the Lord wants us, each and every one of us, to establish where we're going when we leave this world. Because, unfortunately, in Adam, all are going to die. But dying is not the end for the Christian. There's a reality after you leave your body, after your soul and your spirit leaves your body. The reality is, if you're a Christian, you'll go right into the presence of the Lord. The Bible says to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. But if you're not saved, the Bible says, unfortunately, if you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus in reality as your personal Savior, I'm not talking about just knowing about Him in the figment of your imagination. I'm talking about really knowing Him in your soul, having a personal experience in grace, truly being born again, being born of the Spirit of God, being born of God's love. If you never experienced the new birth, you'll wind up dying in your sins and lifting up your eyes in a literal burning hell. And for if you're not saved, for you to be absent from your body means for you to be separated and alienated from God forever, and separated and alienated from your family, your loved ones, your friends, and you'll go to a terrible place called hell. And hell was created for the devil and his angels. It was not created for mankind. So therefore, if a man goes to hell, they go there as an intruder. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to keep us out of hell. And Jesus is the sacrifice for our sins. He's the propitiation. He's the only way from earth to heaven. You got to get in through the door. Jesus is the only door that leads into heaven, and you got to get in through His precious blood. The Bible says outside the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, there should be no remission of sins. And it's the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the work that Jesus did on the cross of Calvary that we can be saved. It's not by your works. It's not by my works. It's not by the works of the law. But it's by the work that Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. The finished work. Thank God I put my faith in the finished work. And Jesus says, this is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom God had sent. And yes, God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son and sent His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should never perish, but have everlasting life. Now that word belief doesn't mean just up on the surface of your mind. It's not talking about believing just in the figment of your imagination. You got to take scripture with scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And the Bible says in Romans 10:10, it's talking about, it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With a mouth confession is made into salvation. So it's one thing to believe in your mind, and it's a total separate thing to believe in your soul. And it's a huge difference. And so many people today, they're counterfeited because they simply believe in their mind, and they repeated a prayer after some preacher, and they went through the formality of religion, and they went and got baptized in the water, and they joined the church, and they went about trying to do good, and it was just a decision on their half, on their behalf, and they just, turned over a new leaf, and they went about trying to do good. But I tell you, when you really get saved, I'll tell you how to really get saved. It's the way everyone gets saved. It's not different from one man to another. The Bible says we all must come to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer and give Him our whole heart. The Bible says if you seek the Lord with your whole heart, He says, I will be found of you. But you got to seek Him and call upon Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You got to be remorse. You got to be repentant that you sinned against God. And you know, I've always believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God. I always believed that in my mind as far back as I can remember. And that's the way it was with me being a little child. I can remember being 6 years old and 7 years old and 8 years old. And the Lord instilled into me the fear of the Lord. And I always believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God. But I didn't get saved until I was almost 25 years old, when I finally quit running from the Lord, and I called on the Lord like the Bible says to call upon Him, like the preacher, the pastor from my church told me to call upon Him. And every born-again believer that I ever come in contact with at my church told me the same thing. You must call on the Lord with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And I can't stress that enough. That's the most important thing. You got to be broke before God, not because sin caught up with you, but you got to be broke because you sinned against God. For the scripture says, godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrowing of the world worketh death. If you're just sorry that sin caught up with you, it's just going to work death in your life. But if you're sorry after a godly sort, thank God, you'll have a repentant heart. And that's how you touch God. That's how you ring the prayer bells of heaven, by being remorse and being broken contrite and really realizing that you don't deserve to be saved, and no flesh deserves to be saved. No soul deserves to be saved. I tell you, that's just like saying we deserve Jesus to come down into this world to bleed, suffer, and die on the cross of Calvary for our sins. We didn't deserve that. We were unworthy. The Bible talked about that, how unworthy that mankind is. But God so loved the world, and Jesus so loved the world, that He left the splendor of heaven, knowing His destiny was a lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down His life for you and for me. He died for the sins of the world, and He died for each and every one of us individually, as if we were the only one in the world. Thank God He's a personal Savior, and He personally died for you. And He wants to personally save you by His amazing, marvelous grace. And grace is how you get saved. The scripture says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that it is not of yourself. It's a gift of God. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. The Bible says, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But Jesus, thank God and praise God, He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. So we're justified by faith that we put in Him. Now we receive this saving faith by hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But I tell you, my heart is grieved today because most people really have never heard the real Word of God preached in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. They've never been underneath Holy Ghost conviction. They've never been underneath the real, true Word of God. And they just know about Jesus in the figment of their imagination. And they've never really been brought to the saving knowledge of the truth because of these hirelings in the pulpit, because of these wolves in sheep's clothing, these blind men, spiritually blinded, behind the pulpit. The Bible says, Jesus said, the blind cannot lead the blind. If they try to, they'll both fall into the ditch. And there's a lot of false preachers on your television. There's a lot of false preachers on the churches here that we have in America, seem like on every corner. I tell you, the truth is very hard to find. It's very far and in between to have the real truth of God. out there being preached, especially in this generation. I tell you, there used to be more preachers in previous generations, but they've already died and they've ran their race and they've already crossed over Jordan into the presence of the Lord. But I tell you, there's very few real preachers standing in the gap and making up the hedge and having a backbone of steel and having their feet shod, the preparation of the gospel of peace, who has courage enough to live a life above reproach and to lean on the Lord and incline their ear unto Him and let Him bring out the message and to have a heart to love people with and express your love and to try to reach out to a lost and a dying world. And I tell you, I'm not much of nothing, and I'm not trying to plant little flowery things on my lapel. If I got what I deserved, I'd went to hell. But thank God the Lord saved me by His amazing grace. And He called me to preach about 4 years after that. And there's no other thing on this earth that I'd rather do than to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can think back of my life. I tell you, I've had many great joys in my life as far as meeting my wife and my two girls being born to this world and having a wonderful brother and a loving mother and precious sisters and great family and church, my church family. I tell you, what a great blessing all of them are. But I tell you, there's no greater joy than I've experienced in life but to be simply born again, knowing Jesus as my personal Savior, and then preaching His gospel whenever He gives me the opportunity to preach. I tell you, I delight in that. I can think back where the Lord had sent me in time past. And I tell you, I can look back and reminisce in the Lord's presence and how He spoke out of me, how I felt His presence. And I love speaking today before you. I'm not trying to look good or sound good and make some sort of spiritual splash. But I tell you, I do want my cup to run over and run over onto you, because it'll be a blessing. Just like the man of God, Pastor Brother Gerald Reed from the Kings Row Baptist Church, he's still my pastor today. His cup has ran over and it's cascaded down onto me and it's cascaded down onto our church. And thank God for the pastor that we have. And I give him double honor and triple honor and quadruple honor, because he led me to the Lord. And my brother also was a great help in leading me to the Lord. And the other elders in my church were a great help in leading me to the Lord. It's a bodily effort. And I'm just trying to do my part as a member in the body of Christ, to do my part. And the Lord's called me to preach. And I want to reach you today. I want you to get born again in reality. You just can't know about Him in your mind and get to heaven. You got to repent and you got to call on Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And when you really get in touch with the Lord, He'll do something in your heart. He'll save you by His grace, and you'll feel it and you'll know it. He'll put His presence in you. He'll put His spirit in you. He'll put the divine nature in you, God in you, Christ in you, and the hope of glory. There is a reality, my dear friend, in really truly being born again. Please throw away your church membership if that's all you got, and that water baptism if that's all you got. I believe in church membership. I believe in water baptism, but that must come after you get saved. You got to come to know Jesus first, and then after you get saved, then you can join the church where the Lord sends you. Then you can get baptized in the water. And I tell you, there's a dew water. God have mercy. I love you today. See, my time's already quickly come and gone. God bless you until this time next week. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and amen.
Give me the Bible, Star of Gladness. Please.
Thank you for listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson of the Kings Road Baptist Church, located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.